Nearly all children with some form of autism struggle with social skills. A new study confirms that many also have difficulty with an important motor skill, handwriting. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
For Barbara Wagner's son, Austin, the trouble started when he got to first grade.
We would have nights where it would take 3 hours to do homework.
Austin was a bright kid. He understood the assignments. He knew the answers. Wagner says what was hard for him was writing them down.
He doesn't actually write like you or I would write. He draws his letters. It was almost painful to watch. It took that long.
And Wagner says things got even worse when her son had to do written exercises in class.
This was something that Austin used to tell me all the time. He's like, everybody else is done. And he's like, I'm not done.
Things got better for Austin, who is 14 now, when he was diagnosed with a mild form of autism. That's when his school began to let him answer questions verbally or type on a keyboard. There are a lot of kids like Austin who are on the autism spectrum and have trouble with handwriting. But scientists hadn't really studied the problem much until a group at Kennedy Krieger Institute in Baltimore set out to see whether kids with autism really did have worse handwriting than other kids. Amy Bastian says her team got two groups of children to copy a sentence, then compared the results.
We decided to start with a simple test where you actually measure letters and you score letters based on some qualitative features.
Like how big they are, how they're spaced, and whether they're aligned. Bastian says they tested 14 typical kids and 14 on the autism spectrum, including Barbara Wagner's son, Austin.
It was really striking how robust our findings were on this simple test. Kids really had trouble forming letters.
Kids with autism?
Yes, yes.
The handwriting issue on its own can be a big deal. But Bastian says it's part of a whole other aspect of autism that's now getting attention, difficulties with motor skills. For many kids on the autism spectrum, she says, it's hard to hold a fork, button a shirt, or even play games.
These are the kids that, you know, are going to get picked last for kickball. These are the kids who are clumsy, who have already difficulty relating to other kids, and the motor component probably makes things worse.
Bastian says a lack of motor skills may even contribute to problems these children have communicating.
You understand how someone else is feeling based partially on what they're doing and how you feel when you do those same things. And so if you don't develop a normal motor sort of repertoire, then it may be harder for you to understand nonverbal communication from someone else.
Researchers have only been looking at motor skills in autism for a few years, but they've already found a range of subtle problems. And Sarah Spence of the National Institute of Mental Health says that could make it easier to spot very young children with autism. Spence did a study that found these children were slower to reach some key motor milestones.
Sitting up, standing on your own, walking, riding a bicycle.
Spence says this new field of research may challenge some assumptions about children with autism who don't talk.
Some of those children may not want to talk because they have no interest in communicating. Some of them may have such cognitive problems that they really can't understand the concept of communication. But some of them may want to communicate and really just have the motor problem.
The new research appears in the current issue of the journal Neurology. John Hamilton, NPR News.